Well, good morning. It's been a long time since I've done my last audio book, and I've decided that tonight, or rather, should I say this morning, given that it's 25 to 3 in the morning, I've decided that I'm going to start doing my audiobooks and my blogs and my Twitter. I'm going to do all my updates and keep it going again because I absolutely love doing it, and it's just been so long since I last done it. I've just done a blog on my blogger. You can go into my blogger, it's the one called Me's Blogs. You can just have a wee look there. I've done a lot of blogs. Basically, it's Damon's Thought of the Day. .blogspot.co.uk. Go on there, have a wee look, have a read. The last blog I done was Religion and Sexuality. Quite happy with it, quite impressed. Not a lot to say about it other than it's basically just about my encounter with a lovely older woman the other day who basically spoke to me and told me that doesn't matter that I'm gay, I'm still one of God's sons. And I thought, you know what? You're a lovely wee woman. You really are a lovely wee woman. You're an inspiration. And it made me feel great. And I thought, well, maybe religion can be free of hate and biasness eventually. And it gave me more hope. And, I mean, her exact words to me, they were just so inspirational and they were beautiful. And they gave me a wee tear in my eye, even writing my blog. I had a wee tear in my eye. When I was speaking to the woman about how I used to be religious and I used to go to church, she asked me why I stopped going to church, and I told her, well, they found out I was gay, so they pushed me out. They told me they didn't want me in the church anymore. And this woman, who's a very, very devout Catholic, she's about 65, just a wee woman, lovely, turned around and says to me, son, it doesn't matter who you are or what you are, we're all God's children. And like that badge says there that you're wearing, God really does adore you. So if you want to go to church, hold your head up high and go to church. And if anyone tries to push you out, then it's them that has to answer to God, not you. You're the one trying to worship your Lord and practice your religion in a safe space to do so. So don't even let them try and push you out, son. Now, I thought that was just such a beautiful thing for a woman to say, especially such a religious woman as this woman herself. And I thought, you're an inspiration. It's absolutely beautiful. But I'm not going to say much more tonight because I'm tired and I'm probably rambling on and I'm probably not making a lot of sense. But yes, I'm going to be sending a lot more audiobooks your way, a lot of interesting facts. I'm going to give it some good stories, tell some interesting and some funny facts eventually, hopefully. My blogs are going to be a bit like, they're going to be a bit like Megabus, I suppose you could say. It's going to be a long and bumpy ride, and you might catch something, but we'll get there eventually. Good night.